This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me this episode is...
the medically dead Rodimus Prime.
Otherwise known as...
TFG on Mike.
He's dead, Jim. Oh, wait, wrong franchise.
Wrong franchise. Get it right.
So, we were kind of talking off air, trying to figure out how we were going to do this episode of ATTF. And since I have more energy tonight than Mike does, and usually it's the other way around, I figured a way to tie this all together, because we're going to talk a little bit about Transformers Cyberverse, which I'm cautiously optimistic. He's
fuck yeah. That show.
Yep. So you've heard his opinion. So we're going to talk about how Transformers has jumped the shark.
There has been a lot of things in the last 30-something years. You know, 30... What is it? 30... Oh, God. 2014 was the 30th anniversary. So 34 years. There have been a lot of things that Transformers has and has not done. Some people say Beast Machines was jumping the shark. I say it's a dark continuation of Beast Wars, because that's what it is.
I think it jumped the shark the first time when it went red, and then the Energon, Armada, Cybertron, Energon-verse.
Yep. The Unicron trilogy,
that's what it's called. Yep. And then we got Animated, which was okay.
Animated was cool because it gave you sort of G1 things, but it also gave you a new animated style, and it built storylines that we would have probably never seen in the original Sunbow G1 cartoon. It did things with characters that, like, there's one point, and I've told this story a million times since it took me a while to get around my head around Animated. I know there's some people out there that still don't like that show, and I understand that, and that's fine. That's their opinion.
I like aspects of it, but the whole thing about it, wasn't my favorite show, but I still enjoyed the voice cast. I enjoyed what they tried to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
There were a few elements I found to be lacking, like the human characters, but other than that, I didn't really have that big of an issue with it, although I think if I went back and listened to my clips, I'd rediscover what I hated about it.
Yeah. There are moments in that show that I absolutely love, and if a show can literally make me fall out of bed on a Saturday morning from something that they did in a storyline, then you know it has to have some sort of goodness in there. When they finally had Long Arm Prime / Shockwave use his true colors, I never thought they would ever do it. I mean, I know Derek J. Wyatt and Matt Youngberg and all those guys that were super fans and were working on the show and everything else, but I never thought that we would see a purple animated Shockwave, and we finally did. And when they had that as one of the endings of one of the season 3 episodes, I was like, oh crap, I need to catch myself, because I'm about to fall out of bed over here. So I don't necessarily think Animated jumped the shark. I'll say that Beast Wars saved the franchise in 96, because between 87 and 96, not a lot of Transformer stuff was going on. I'll say Animated kind of gave it a reinvigoration after the crappy Unicron trilogy. And I know there are people out there that love Armada, and maybe to a lesser extent Energon and Cybertron, but that's not my Transformers. And my Transformers doesn't have to be the G1 cartoon. It really doesn't, even though it is most of the time. I find myself watching or going back and watching Beast Machines more often than I do G1. Like, I've seen Beast Machines in the last 5 years, maybe 7 times.
I need to go back and watch Beast Wars and Beast Machines.
Yeah. You know, so you know, I have my Transformers stuff that I love and that I care about and whatever, and I'm kind of keeping up with the Cyberverse things. I'm kind of keeping up with the cartoon trailers. I don't particularly care for the voice cast that I've seen so far or I've heard so far. I do know someone that's actually in the voice cast. We're not going to talk about that here, but he's playing a certain classic character, so I can't wait to actually
reveal the voice cast, haven't they?
They have, and he is credited on IMDb as doing it, but I don't want to say anything just yet because I don't know. But for me right now, when it comes to Transformers, I'm happy with rewatching the cartoons that I enjoy, and I'm loving reading the IDW stuff because I'm going through it with the pull bag. We just finished Autobot Lee August on the pull bag and hearing all things Transformers. And the IDW universe is ending, so there is an end point for the current IDW universe, and they're going to relaunch or whatever you want to call it next year with something different, something new. And I like that. I think that's good that they're giving the writers and the artists that have been on this journey since 2011, 2012, whatever it's been, you know, the last 7, 8, 9 years or even longer than that, actually, because it goes all the way back to the Andy Schmidt days of IDW. So it's actually been 12 or 13 years in total. But since I've known the series, it's been 2011, 2012, something like that. And they're actually giving it a finite ending point. They waited until the very end until they realize, oh, well, what are we going to do? We're going to bring in the biggest bad in Transformers history, and we're going to have Unicron destroy everything. And I think that's a cool angle. I'm loving reading the stuff, and it's just so fun. James Roberts is an amazing, amazing writer. He writes the More Than Meets the Eye / Lost Light series. It was first More Than Meets the Eye, then it is now currently called Lost Light. I mean, that is some amazing writing. I don't think I've ever seen Transformers writing as good as what he has done in the story that he is telling. So that's kind of where I am with Transformers. I'm not really... It isn't like, you know, 10 years ago when I started podcasting and I was super still into it and whatever. It's just there for me when it comes to any of the news or anything. And like, I think I've seen the one Bumblebee trailer that they have, if they have a trailer yet. I don't even know at this point. Like, I'm not paying any attention to any of the movie stuff. If I see it, I see it. If I don't, I don't. And I'm not any worse for wear for it, I guess.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer for the film, one of them. I think maybe even two. I don't know. They've had a few.
Yeah.
I'm not really following it because I really don't intend on seeing the film. The live action films just don't resonate with me, and so I have decided, especially after the previous one, that I'm done. And I've started doing that with a lot of films now. Even other franchises like superheroes, Marvel, DC, like if there's certain characters, I'm signing out because I don't care anymore. And part of it's age, part of it's the fact that I realize they're going to keep reinventing it, and my era of it, just like your era of it, is gone.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's not gone. It's just not the current era. We still have it. It's not.
No.
That's the stupid. This is not on you. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This is not about you. About what you just said. The fact that people seem to think that whatever is current means that everything that came before it is gone, that's ridiculous. We still have, like I just said, I just was rewatching Beast Machines last week. Like,
no, and that's part of the problem with a lot of the franchises, whether it's Transformers, Star Trek, or anything else, is everybody acts like the newest iteration is canon and everything before it is gone. Like, terminated, destroyed, non-existent, didn't exist before this.
Yeah.
And that's where it's kind of wrong. It's more so that it's not the current series, like you said, and it's just it's not what's in the now scenario, and so it's kind of not looked upon as like this great thing anymore. And people are like, "Oh, this new one's great," and it's like, But is it? Is it really? Like, we'll see in another 10 years and then see how you really feel. But at the same time, it's this generation's, you know, whatever version of Transformers that, you know, we grew up with. I mean, I know you grew up with G1 and I grew up with
Beast Wars
and G1. Because around the same time, the Sci-Fi Channel had reruns of G1 on, and I watched them both. I was first introduced to Beast Wars on the premiere episode, and so I'm grateful for that. But as far as the Cyberverse is concerned, though, the animation, I do like the fact that they brought noses back.
Yeah.
Which we haven't seen since animated.
Yep.
It looks like if you took Transformers Animated and you mixed it with Tron Uprising animation.
Mm-hmm.
And which I wish that they would have gone a different direction graphically, because I think that they kind of screwed the pooch already with Transformers Robots in Disguise 2015 that came out. And they already had this kind of animation style, although it didn't look like they mixed animated and robots, or Rescue Bots and Tron Uprising together like this.
Yeah.
And I get they're going for a different dynamic. They're trying to do the Cyberverse, which, correct me if I'm wrong, but like the in-network and the online and all these Cyberverse things, wasn't that something in the late 90s?
Because,
like, they had Mega Man
You're
Battle
asking
Network.
The wrong person.
They had Mega Man Battle Network. They had all these, like, weird...
Yeah,
oh, Cyberverse, or Unlimited, or Extreme. I mean, this is like the new era of that, recycled from the late 90s to be used in the late, you know, 20-teens here. And it's kind of hilarious, but... so, just going through my plethora of things, I know Cartoon Network has the first two episodes that you can watch on their website or on an app. Which I intend to do shortly thereafter, and have a review on the next episode. Not necessarily right now. I'm going to do basically a breakdown of the voice cast, what I think of the story so far, the animation so far, which, just basing off images and not having watched any of the preview clips, the animation just looks kind of to me. Just because I've never liked, although I will say I like it a lot more than that, Thundercats Go or whatever that is. I would take this any day. So, and I say the bleh part because I'm tired of this aesthetic that they're kind of going for, the cheapened look. And, so anyways, the animation looks kind of fluid and, you know, very stylistic to, you know, the Robots in Disguise, basically. Bumblebee is doing the radio conversation again, like the films, which I think is total garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Give him a voice. Just stop doing that. Like, I like that they gave him his original face back and his head. And in the new movie, they gave him the Volkswagen again, because, you know, Volkswagen got their head out of their rear and decided that it was a good idea to let Transformers, you know, brand themselves with the product. Because GM made it a lucrative thing. We have Bumblebee, you know, not so serious. He's got memory loss, total memory loss. Not knowing who Thundercracker, Windblade are, and Windblade is supposed to be a shoved down our throat character that they've been doing since.
She's really not.
In the animation, she is. Maybe in the comics, not. But they've been really pushing this character, like, hardcore in the Prime Wars trilogy and in this. Whereas before, she didn't really exist to some degree.
Well, for those that don't know, Windblade was the fan-voted character a few years ago. I think it was 2015, a number of years ago now. 2014, 2015. She was the winner of the fan vote. They then put her in the IDW comics. They gave her her own four-issue miniseries written by Margaret Scott, art by Sarah Stone. She then went on to do other things within the comics universe, and then Hasbro's like, oh, okay, well, we'll bring her over to the cartoon. We'll give her toys. We'll do this. We'll do that. I don't necessarily feel like she's been forced down our throats. She's a character in the cartoon just like any other character shows up in a cartoon. I mean... It's not like they're making her the main character and not having Optimus or Bumblebee, or like, I could see you saying that, and I could agree with you. You
mean like the Star Trek Discovery, where they've shoved down the character that's supposed to be Scott's or Spock's sister?
Oh, well, I don't watch Star Trek, so
that I feel has been shoved down, but more so than this. But no, I mean, I get what you're saying. But I'm not saying that they shouldn't have female representation characters, but technically the Transformers are supposed to be genderless anyway. But the whole thing with me is not that they had other characters to necessarily pull from, but that they keep recycling the same set of characters over and over and over, and making Bumblebee like this prime, you know, character. And I'm not saying that they can't keep reusing names for like trademark purposes or whatever, but it's kind of like they went the last series without having Prime in it for the most part. They didn't have Megatron at all, which I was hoping it would come in for the last episode. But they kind of played different on that series, which was nice, but at the same time annoying. And I know I'm kind of like double, you know, kind of not really. I'm being hypocritical with my comment here, but in that I want them to do something different. But it's more so the Autobots never change. Like, yeah. I would like to see a new cast of Autobots, or at least, like, lightly featured Autobots, take the Prime stance here instead of, like, a retooled Grimlock, instead of Bumblebee, instead of Prime, instead of Windblade, instead of majority of these characters that keep popping up going against Decepticons. Like, at least in the comics, you get like a variation of different people that just constantly pop up.
Well, yeah, okay, so currently in the comics, what I'm reading currently, what I've covered on the pullbag to this point, we've covered both Lost Light and Optimus Prime, because those are the two series that are two ongoings that are currently going. We've covered the first two volumes of each of those series. As of right now, what I'm reading, Bumblebee is still dead. They killed Bumblebee a while ago at this point in the comics. So he's still dead. Okay, I know he comes back eventually. Somehow, some way, I don't know yet. I haven't read that far ahead. So, like, that's why I love the IDW comics. Like, it's not just reimaginings of the characters we know and love from G1. It's building a story with those characters and giving those characters new, interesting ways to be impressed upon us. I don't know.
But kind of going back into the Cyberverse thing, Thundercracker doesn't speak at all. He just grunts. There's going to be a number of characters that go unvoiced in this, by the way. Some could use it. But Boulder Media Studios is what's doing Transformers Cyberverse as it's airing on Cartoon Network. And they went, which I'm thankful, they went towards the designs for the Decepticons, Megatron, Soundwave, Starscream, and Bumblebee and Prime are direct homages to the 84 series, which I'm glad. And it'll be a welcome nod to see, like, updated versions, but still very, very, very similar in style. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with it. And I'll give it a shot. I'm not going to, like, outright just shoot this down. I guess what they're saying, too, is that they when they were designing these, they were inspired by the classic clean appearance of the original G1 style, as opposed to like all these like high techy ones that we get now. So that's the design that they fell in love with in the 80s and felt was a perfect fit for the new origin story. They also have Jeremy Levy as Bumblebee, I guess when he does speak. Jake Tillman as Optimus Prime. Ryan Andes voices Grimlock. Sophia Isabella is Windblade. Mark Thompson is Megatron. Billy Bob Thompson is Starscream. And also does... this is Andy's... Ryan Andy's also does Shockwave. And Deanna McGovern is Shadow Striker. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with this. And it's starting to air all over the place. But I know that the toys are starting to show up in the stores, which I'll enjoy kind of trying to look at and see how they look in person.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get a feel for what they're going to do with these characters, how they're going to look, whether they look cheap, whether they look kind of chintzy. It's hard to say unless you really see them. But yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to seeing that.
I'm treating it as I treat a lot of things that I don't pay attention to. I'll get around to it when I get around to it. I have no interest currently to check it out at all. I've seen the one little trailer that they've done or whatever, and it does not impress me much.
Did you see that there's high-res promotional posters for War for Cybertron Siege?
Oh, really? No, I had not seen that, no.
It looks like it's another one focusing on Prime himself. I don't know if this is for, like, a new game, but they make it sound like that. It's War for Cybertron Trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Siege, so it would make sense because they had, what was it, War for Cybertron, Fall of Cybertron, and then whatever this one would be.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of excited to see if this actually turns out to be a video game or not.
Very cool.
Then we got David Sobolov doing Blitzwing.
You mean Starscream?
No, I know it looks like Starscream, but they're saying, "Oh, it's Blitzwing."
It's Blitzwing. Yeah.
I think it would have been nicer to have him as Starscream, but I guess they didn't want to confuse people, even though they're going to reboot the universe anyway after this film.
Yeah.
But he did, you know, Shockwave and Transformers Prime and Depth Charge and Beast Wars.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to see that dude take on Depth Charge again.
Yeah, him and his fish pants.
Dip charge fish pants. Oh, yes. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. So, yeah, I don't know. They've got the first 5 episodes titled. By this point, already, like, 2 of them have aired, or 1 of them have aired, or something. But Fractured, Memory, Allspark, The Journey, and Whiteout are the... Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... And I know that they're going to have the arc, and it looks very original. And they have to do, like, this, you know, putting the puzzle pieces together, yay, thing for Bumblebee's memories as they, like, jot them together, like, to rebuild them. So,
right.
we'll see how this looks. On a happier tone, though, Masterpiece MP41 Dinobot.
Mm-hmm.
That they've got photos up of online. It looks kind of cool. They show on TFW, they've got these pictures of it from TF Source where it looks like it's got like a slight recolor or something from, I don't know if he was originally 41, but I know Megatron's 40, so I'm wondering if this was a slight retool. But there's some new photos of him on there, like action poses where they kind of built out some Beast Wars scenery and have him standing next to Cheetor and Optimus Primal.
Oh, cool.
It looks pretty sweet, and they kind of put him in this, you know, Code of a Hero looking pose at one particular point with the sun beaming behind him.
Yeah.
And you know, getting ready to jump into battle, so it looks pretty pretty spectacular. And then there's actually an expansion pack for him.
Hmm.
Shockwave Lab SL31. It's a weapons and accessory kit for Dinobot. And
oh, sweet.
It's from Coming of the Fusors.
Very cool.
You know, where he's got the belt of the ammunition that goes around his chest, the ammo stick thing, the fasteners, and then they've got the giant rifle.
Mm-hmm.
which I think, you know, so you can build out like the platform where he actually opens up the part of the arc, and you can mount his tail and his sword, the Energon or Primal's katanas. you can put the rifle on it, Cheetor's extra ammo, so that it builds out that wall that slides out of the arc, or out of the axelon.
Very cool.
So I thought that was kind of interesting that this was a part of that as well. Which, if I was to get that, that would be something I'd want, but I'm going to have to see if I can get Megatron. Oh, yes.
Yes.
So.
And speaking of movies and everything else, Transformers the Movie, the 30th or whatever it is, the first time in theaters, one night only. It actually got 300 more theaters here in the U.S. and in select theaters in Canada. So this is very big, and I cannot wait to go to this. It's just a dream come true to be able to see this thing on the big screen, because I was only 6 at the time when it came out. I've said this before. I did not actually see this until after I saw Duke not die in the G.I. Joe movie. I saw that before I saw Transformers the Movie, so I cannot wait until the 27th of this month to go see this. But yes, it is. It's added 300 more theaters in the U.S., and it also includes certain Canadian screenings as well.
Yeah, I on the one hand, I would be interested in seeing it, like I said before. But on the other hand, like, I don't, because I own it. Not that it's not something I wouldn't want to see in theater or have seen at some point. Mm-hmm. But I was recently invited to a event that was Star Trek in nature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at a local science museum later this month, and I have to choose nights, and so that was
mm-hmm.
that was the night I chose.
Yep.
So. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of awesome that it's actually going to be in theater again for those that are able to go and want to go.
Yep. Just for you and for everybody else that wants to know, it's basically, so War for Cybertron Siege, it's a toy line.
Aw, it's boo.
Yeah, it's War for Cybertron Siege is a subline imprint of the Generations toy line, the first portion of the War for Cybertron trilogy. First revealed in mid-2018 at San Diego Comic-Con, War for Cybertron Siege, in keeping with the installments of the Prime Wars trilogy, features a line-wide gimmick, weaponry. Most deluxe Voyager and Leader-class figures each come with at least 2 weapons that can transform, combine, and or be placed into any combat poses. So, boo. It's a toy line.
I was hoping that it would be, you know,
an actual game or a cartoon, yeah, or mean, something.
If it was a game, man, I would be all over that. But,
yep.
Yeah, boo.
I haven't played it in a while, but now that I've had a smartphone for a while now, I finally was able to check out Transformers Earth Wars. It's okay. The best thing it has going for it, in my mind, is the fact that they have the G1 cartoon music in it. Like, that's the coolest thing for me in that game. I don't know. The rest of it's all right. I've played it like 4 times, and I... whatever.
I used to have it installed on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I have Beast Wars Megatron, which isn't actually Beast Wars Megatron. They have, like, Transmetal Megatron in there as well. They have, like, Scourge. They have, you know, a variety of those type characters. There's also Forge to Fight, but I never got into that. Earth Wars, yeah, I mean, I played it for a little bit, and then, like, you could get, you know, Rodimus, you could get Ultra Magnus, you could get just about anybody you can think of that's in the Transformers universe. You can do Combiners. You can do the Cyber Planet keys, basically, in mm-hmm. essence, on the characters and build a base and whatever. But I got to a certain point, and it just got to mm-hmm. be like the only way you were going to succeed was if you dumped money into it. And I was like, I'm good. And then I installed it, which was sad because I dumped a lot of time into that.
Yeah, I didn't dump as much time as you did. I checked it out. I thought it was cool, and it's still on my phone, but I probably won't play it much more, if at all.
I'll probably try and download it again and try and play it just to kind of see. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of still in that phase of just not really wanting to play games anymore or play games on my phone. So, like, if I saw it on, like, some of the War for Cybertron or some of those games on that one site, it's a streaming site that you can download stuff from, Steam, then I would probably get it. But I, you know, just don't kind of care anymore.
Yeah, I'm the same way. So, I think that's going to do it.
I think so, too. So, do you guys think that Transformers has jumped the shark, or is it just us? Or is it just a thing that it constantly transforms and changes, and we're just getting out of that... that span of where it's marketed towards us or anything to do with us anymore.
We're getting too old for this.
Well, you might as well have just said it. You dropped worse in the beginning. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that has definitely changed. So sound off in the comments on the website or on Facebook or Twitter. And you can get a hold of me on Twitter at SCP21 and yourself, sir.
I'm at TFG and Mike. I very rarely use Twitter anymore, sadly.
You know why?
It's a whole other thing.
Because you suck.
Not really, no.
I use Twitter. I don't use Facebook. I hate Facebook.
I
hate it. Facebook anyway. Sucks. Boo. So until next time.
Transform and transcend, and we're gonna get the f*** out of here.
Oh, yes. Leave. Get out of my house.
Yeah.